Well, hello guys. Now here's another Femon that actually has lost weight. Now just a little while back I remember Femon saying how they love their roles, how they love to be obese. But considering the amount of Femons that are losing weight and advertising about it, I guess that was a lie as well. And of course it was. They just didn't have the willpower to lose the weight. And miraculously, all of a sudden, they do. Just like this Femon here who said she's lost this weight and she didn't use the drugs. Yeah, sorry. I don't believe her. But what a lot of Femons don't seem to understand is, if you become really overweight or obese for some time, sure, you can lose the weight, but your skin is already stretched, and it won't go back. And usually the only way to remove it is by surgery. And no matter where you look at it, it's just not very attractive, is it? No makeup is gonna fix that. And this is trying to help out Femons. If you're slightly overweight now, do something about it. But of course, if you're proud of your roles or whatever, then just carry on. But don't blame anybody else at the end of the day. Because it's only you that puts the food in your mouth. Of course, I remember when I was a young man, we hardly ever saw any Femon that was overweight. But in those days, Femons paid a lot more attention to their outward appearance. Today's Femons just sling either a wig on or a ton of makeup. I'll put a link to the news item down below, guys. And this Femon actually says she sometimes misses about being fat. Well, if you want to get fat again, you can always get fat again, can't you? Just remember what it's doing to your health and the rest of your body. In other words, take a grown-up approach to it. Yeah, that's never going to happen. This has been Dr. Solarman for another health video for Femons. You take it easy now. Bye. You gotta be cruel to be kind in the right measure. Cruel to be kind, that's a very good sign.